Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moeb community. And grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor. Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about the pivot point, that place, that mark on the calendar or on the map where you shift your momentum, where you turn and go in the direction of your dreams. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? And it can be. It can also be very frightening. But what's interesting about it is we talked a little bit about yesterday about how there has to be purpose to it, sort of a purpose-driven approach to how you go about accomplishing your mission. If you're here to build a successful business in Moeb, it's more than just showing up. It's more than just going through 21 steps. It's more than just kind of going through the motions to be successful. You have to constantly grow yourself. Now, I've discussed lots of different mindset shifts here on the podcast. I've talked about the power of being proactive in your business and life. I've talked about, you know, defining your mission. I've talked about all kinds of stuff. I've talked about the importance of establishing your identity as a person, as a leader, as somebody who's not just a cog in the wheel, somebody who's not just plugged into some kind of a system, but somebody who is leading the system, driving the situation. And indeed, there's a difference between the person you want to become and the person that other people think you should be. Entrepreneurship is a very interesting animal because we kind of have to straddle that line, at least in the beginning. We're straddling the line between being the person we've been forever and being the person we're working toward becoming. And it's a huge shift. It's a huge shift. One of the most important shifts you can make. But I have to tell you that there's really two categories of the successful entrepreneur. One is the specialist and two is the technician. And what's interesting is they're both valuable. They're both completely necessary. Now, the technician is kind of that person that swoops in and saves the day with their skill set. They can be very well paid based on what they do. They can be sought after and respected. They can make a very nice living. Does that sound like somebody you want to become? Somebody who swoops in and saves the day, who's got the skill set to be able to bring the solution, especially to those people who are like, oh my gosh, what do I do next? If that's the case, you want to be a technician. But you have to understand that technicians work in their business. Maybe they work in other people's businesses. They're the team member. Now, a specialist, on the other hand, they're the person creating solutions with their intellect, their ideas, their genius. They get paid on their results and the value that they provide. They're very sought after, very respected, just like a technician. And they can make a fortune for themselves and for others because they work on their business. Where a technician is a team member, a specialist is the team leader. The question is, which one do you want to be? You have to understand that the technicians and the specialists are necessary. There's not one that's better than the other. That's like saying there's something wrong with employees. There's nothing wrong with employees. I don't understand where people get this attitude like being an employee is a bad thing. If you don't want to be an entrepreneur, go be an employee. But if you're sick and tired of being an employee, then go build a business for yourself. It's that simple. One is not better than the other. And there's been this sort of swing of the pendulum over the last several years where we've made people out that have jobs to be bad people, to be somehow like lazy or not qualified to be an entrepreneur. And I don't know where that attitude came from. Let's have respect for everybody. Let's respect the fact that some people were not cut out to be entrepreneurs, but they might be great employees for us. You might have a technician who can run their own business. My Uncle Pete's a great example of this. My Uncle Pete taught himself how to build or how to work on microwave ovens, sewing machines, things like this. So he was a technician for a very long time. He could work on anything. But then he had the business mind that went with it. So he built a small business. He hired a couple more technicians, and pretty soon he was no longer getting his hands greasy. Pretty soon he was going out, knocking down business. He built a very, very successful high six, almost seven-figure business working on appliances. And he sold that business. the guy he sold the business to cratered it because he was a technician. He didn't understand how to be a specialist. He didn't understand how to be a team leader, a team builder. He didn't understand how to do the stuff that my Uncle Pete had figured out how to do. And so my Uncle Pete bought the business back from him at a huge discount, rebuilt it, sold it again. That's how smart my Uncle Pete is. And now my Uncle Pete manages two huge acts in country music. I'm not going to say their names, but if I said their names, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I know that person. My point is this, is that you can be a specialist and a technician and still be valuable to the world. You can make a ton of money. You can even own a business by being a specialist. Copywriters, web designers, people like this, people that write awesome sales brochures. People like that are specialists, or I should say technicians. Salespeople, people that are awesome on the phone, those are technicians. Now, a specialist, on the other hand, is somebody who builds a business based on something. They build teams based on whatever it is. Question is, which one do you want to be? I'm going to talk about being a specialist today because I've never truly been a technician. I was a pilot for a long time. I guess technically I was a technician in that sense. I never was, I worked on aircraft. I was an aircraft mechanic, so I was a technician there. But I was never somebody who really spent a lot of time there. I developed myself as a specialist. So I'm going to talk to you about that today. I believe that you can be a technician as an entrepreneur. So if you want to be a copywriter, if you want to build websites, you want to do that stuff, you can still build businesses with that. Nothing wrong with it. But I want to talk about the specialist because that's more of a leadership role, something that I have a little bit more experience in. So we're going to talk about how to be a specialist. First and foremost is you've got to find an area that you love and are willing to get really, really good at. It takes time. And I think that's the underlying message I want you to take away from this first part, is that when you find something you love, you're willing to pour yourself into it for as long as it takes. It might take a while to get really great at building a business. It might take a long time to get really great at being a leader, to develop other people, to develop other leaders and help them succeed. But whether it's in business or life, it's the most important thing that helps you avoid commoditization. So you do not become a commodity. If you become a commodity, you're easily replaceable. And the sad part about people being a commodity is it's always a race to the bottom. Who can provide that service cheaper? Somebody asked me this question one time. They called me up and they wanted some business coaching. And so went through a whole process, kind of an interview process. There's an application and an interview process to work with me. And I got to the end of it and they said, great. And it seemed like they were a good fit for that for me and I was a good fit for them. And they said, well, what's your fee? And so I told them what my fee was for a month of coaching. And they were blown away. They said, well, that's like, so much an hour. And I went, first and foremost, you have to understand, I don't get paid by the hour. I get paid to deliver results. Number two is it's not about who you can get cheaper. It's about who you can get that will deliver what you're here to get. A moment ago, you told me we were a great fit. If we're not a great fit, then I encourage you to go find someone else. And they did. They found somebody who was cheaper. And in the end, they ended up spending more and more money because that person misguided them. If you don't want to be a commodity, be a specialist. If, on the other hand, you want to discount your services, you want to pay or get paid less money each time so that you can keep getting clients and customers, then go out and be a commodity. Do whatever you got to do. But specialists never become a commodity. They set a fee that they're worth, and they deliver way over that. 10x, if you want to use that term, they deliver 10 times the value for what they get paid. But the most important thing is specialists can demand and command whatever fee they want because they're really great at what they do because they've spent the time getting awesome at something they love to do. Next is you got to play to your strengths and outsource your weaknesses. This is easier said than done. And it's kind of one of those things, kind of a buzzword, play to your strengths. I know everybody says it, but it's so important. What are your strengths? What are the things you do exceptionally well? What are the things that if somebody called you and asked you for help, you could do it as easy as you could smile or as easy as you could breathe? That's what I want you to think about. My brother-in-law is amazing at fixing mountain bikes. That dude can do it in his sleep. He can do it damn near blindfolded, literally. And so that's something that if he wanted to build a business, I would suggest he went into building a business as a mountain bike shop, working on bikes. Why? Because it is one of his strengths. It's something that he does. Not only does he love to do it, but he's really, really good at it. But JT, isn't a mountain bike mechanic, isn't that a technician? Technically speaking, yes. but you can specialize in an area and become so good at it that somebody will come in and pay you extra money just to have you work on their bike. You've probably seen this before. You'll see people that get paid extra money to do something that other people are doing for whatever the commodity fee is, but they'll absolutely pay that extra money just because they want that person working on it. Think about that. Do you want somebody coming to you for their solutions because you're great or because you're convenient? Get great at what you do. Play to your strengths. Third is surround yourself with other specialists. Build your network around people who are flying high, fast, and far in their careers. I always say this, your network, your net worth is the combination of your self-worth and your network. That's what your net worth, how much money you have in the bank. It's based on how you value yourself, the worth you have, and then the people you surround yourself with. Now, what's interesting about this is that that can become very tactical. All of a sudden, we start looking at people and saying, ooh, what can I get from this person through our association? I don't want you to do that. It's not about a transactional approach to life, my friends. It's about being relational. It's about building relationships with great people that you can align with, you can have as your allies in business and in life. I have a very, very small circle of influence. People that once they're inside my circle, man, once you're on my team, you are in the circle for life. And it's based on the fact that loyalty is a huge, huge, huge value, core value for me. It's very hard. Once it's ruined, they're out. I've kicked people out that were in my close circle simply because they had no integrity or they, did something that was outside of my core values. You have to do the same thing for yourself. Surround yourself with people who are specialists in their area. And it's okay, by the way, if they specialize in areas outside of yours. You might surround yourself with tax specialists. You might surround yourself with business growth specialists. You might surround yourself with somebody who specializes in spirituality and leadership. That's totally cool. Whatever it is, make sure that you surround yourself with people who are at or above your competence level. Next is to develop and refine. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about developing a skill set necessarily, although that's important. I'm not talking about developing, some sort of an idea. You don't have to develop a new app. You don't have to develop new products necessarily. More importantly, I'm talking about developing and refining yourself every day. Be prolific. In fact, if you're going to specialize in anything, specialize in developing yourself, that personal growth, that inner strength that you get. Growing not just your skill sets, not just what you, quote, do, but developing who you are at the character level. Getting so crystal clear on what you're about that you have the confidence and the clarity to help people and know who you're here to help and know who you're here not to help. And so that when you start to meet people that could possibly be parts of your inner circle, parts of your team, you know that because you know who you are and what you stand for. Those kinds of people will stand out like a glowing purple elephant or a glowing purple cow, as Seth Godin calls them, when you are clear on who you are deep down inside. And finally, make it a point to make a difference. What do I mean by that? If you set as your intention that you're going to make a difference in the world, doesn't mean you've got to change the world. Doesn't mean you got to be the person that finds the cure for cancer or finds a time travel, equation so that you suddenly have a time travel machine. Or it doesn't have to be something so crazy as that. It just has to be your way of making a difference. Maybe your way of making a difference is you relate well to children, or you understand the elderly, or perhaps you have this gift for communication that can bridge the gap between people who misunderstand one another, two sides. It doesn't matter how you decide to make a difference in the world, but make a difference. Decide that you're going to do it. Make that commitment. Be intentional about making a difference, and when you do, you will. That's the only shift that you have to make. If you want to make a difference in the world, make a decision that that's what you're going to do, and then go out and be intentional about everything you do. The difference between technicians and specialists are pretty simple. Technicians, hey, they can swoop in and save the day with their skill sets. Specialists, they create solutions with their intellect, their ideas, their genius. They build things. Technicians are part of the team. Specialists are the team leaders. If you want to be a specialist, doesn't matter one way or the other. There is no judgment. I'm not making one side out to be less than the other or one side out to be more valuable because they're both valuable. They're both necessary. I just know what it takes to be a specialist in this world. That's what I help my clients do. It starts with finding an area that you love, that you're good at, something that you're willing to pour yourself into. Play to your strengths and outsource your weaknesses. Surround yourself with other specialists and build your network with them. Develop and refine yourself into the best version that you can be of yourself today and every single day. And you will make that positive impact. You will make that difference. And the difference you make will be profound to not just yourself, but everybody in your life. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the MOV Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.